Time now on the Bonusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, four straight wins is hard. If you had to pick out an area of the game that's led to the streak, could you?
Oh, I don't. I just think we're playing pretty, you know what, really well-rounded hockey right now, Schulze. I like where we're at defensively. That's the one thing that, again, I thought we were a little inconsistent earlier in the year. And you and I talked about that, but I think we're pretty consistent defensively. We're giving up, you know, that shots from that 20 to 25 range, which puts you in pretty good shape. And again, we're getting to three. So when you're getting to three, there's a good chance you're going to win.
Zach Whitecloud scored both nights last weekend with the distractions that he's had with Team Canada and everything else. Can this be a springboard for him for the second half?
Yeah, we'll see. It's tough to score for a defenseman. So, you know, once in a while you need a little puck luck, and Whitey got a little puck luck, which is good. And, you know, you hope that hopefully the biggest thing is Schulze. It's not about Zach. It's our whole decor. You want to spread that around a little bit, and it's nice to get scoring from your defenseman. And, you know, when you do that, you put yourself in a good position to win.
Michael Bitzer made a save last Saturday night, like 6 seconds left in the game. The outcome was decided. It was a spectacular save. I don't remember exactly what I said on the air, but it was something along the lines of there's a guy who takes his craft to heart from opening puck drop to the end of the game. Your whole team does that. That's the essence of Beaver hockey, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we've got a hard-working team right here. We got a good bunch of guys, and, you know, Bits is a leader. And, you know, I think guys follow Bits, and he's got great habits. Plays the game the right way. He lives the right way. He just does things the right way. And I think when you have a leader like that and you see the effort, like that, how do you not want to stop a puck for him, block a shot, finish a check, do whatever you have to do? And, those guys like Bits, again, they're just tremendous leaders, and they're great role models.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return the Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Lake State has a lot of sophomores and juniors on their roster that have played a ton of games. They're old beyond their years, aren't they?
Absolutely. They play a lot of hockey. Again, this is a team that I thought was going to be a home ice, and maybe they will be a home ice in the WCHA this year. Again, they've got a lot of scoring back. They've been playing on the power play. Again, they're experienced. They're battle-tested, so it's a good hockey team.
What do they do that concerns you?
I like their pace. I really like their pace. I like the depth that they have up front. They've got two scoring lines for sure, maybe even a third scoring line. They've got some good young defensemen. And again, their goaltending, they got good goaltending. They've been splitting the veteran and the freshman. But they've got pretty good balance, Schulze. If there's one thing they're probably a little young at, it's probably in the back line.
I've never been a huge history fan, but the history of this rivalry intrigues me. RH's first game was in this building as the coach of the Beavers. They won their first three national titles against this team. Has he talked to you about those years?
Well, yeah, we talk a lot about the old years and, these beginning years of Beaver hockey when we got the John Glass Fieldhouse, when we went indoors. And, you know, that's when we obviously, we made a committed effort to hockey, you know, when we hired Coach Peters and we built the John Glass Fieldhouse. And in those early years, it was Bemidji State and Lake Superior State. And they had a lot of battles. And it was Coach Peters and Ron Mason. Then Ron Mason went to Bowling Green. And then Rick Conley took over from Ron Mason. So, you know what? You've got a lot of iconic coaches that have not only coached, Lake Superior State, but then we got RH. So it's just good with those three coaches right there. I'm just trying to do the math right there, Schulze. But it's what 2,300 wins for those three guys.
Brian Grand was the tournament MVP, that first national tournament win. His stats are still mind-boggling, aren't they?
They are. I mean, to put up close to over 2.5 points a game, it blows my mind. And right now, you're a heck of a player. You are a heck of a player. If you can put up 100 points in a career, and if you're putting up 100 points in a career, Schulze, you're doing that probably in 150 games. So we can do the math right there. But, that's where things are at right now. So what Brian did, it's mind-boggling, and it just shows you how dominant of a player he was.
When Lake State made the jump to Division I, they went to the NCAA tournament 9 straight years. In those 9 years, they had 18 All-Americans, 2 Players of the Year, 6 Hobie Baker finalists. One could ask RH how he did it in Bemidji, but you could say how the heck did Lake State do it here in Sault Ste. Marie?
Well, absolutely, at the Division I level. And they were doing that, Schulze, when it was a 12-team NCAA tournament. We didn't go to a 16-team tournament until, early 2000s. So they did that in a 12-team tournament, And, you know, there was less teams back then, too. So I guess, you know, percentage-wise, it might have been the same. But they were a dominant team. They won three national championships in that nine-year span. And, they had it going.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.